Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it! Fado. O fado é um estilo musical português. Geralmente é cantado por uma só pessoa, a ou o fadista, e acompanhado por uma guitarra clássica e uma guitarra portuguesa. A palavra fado vem do latim fatum, ou seja, destino. E é a mesma palavra que deu origem às palavras fada, fadário e correr o fado. Uma explicação popular para a origem do fado de Lisboa remete para os cânticos dos mouros. No entanto, tal explicação é ingênua e incorreta de uma perspectiva etnomusicológica. Não existem registros do fado até ao início do século XIX. Nem era conhecido no Algarve, último reduto dos árabes em Portugal em 1249. Nem mesmo na Andaluzia, onde os árabes permaneceram até aos finais do século XV. Muito ligado às tradições académicas da respectiva universidade, o fado de Coimbra tem as suas origens trovadoresca nos estudantes de todo o país que levavam as suas guitarras para Coimbra e, como ainda hoje se assiste, é exclusivamente cantado por homens e tanto os cantores como músicos usam o traje académico. Calças e batina pretas, cobertas por uma capa de fazenda de lã igualmente preta. Canta-se à noite, quase às escuras, em praças ou ruas da cidade. O local mais típico é na praça junto ao mosteiro da Sé Velha. Também é tradicional organizar serenatas, em que se canta junto à janela da casa da dama que se pretende conquistar.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Portugal, more specifically from Guimarães, and today I will discuss with my co-host James. Hi James.
Hi Rita.
The article called Fado. Well, the structure as the other articles, we will read the article sentence by sentence, and my co-host James will tell me the difficulties in words or expressions, and I will try to help him to improve his understanding of the article and also his pronunciation. Are you ready, James?
Yeah, sure, let's start.
Perfect. So, let's read then. First sentence, please, James.
Okay. O fado é estilo musical português.
Percebeste, James? Did you understand what fado is?
It's a style of music.
Yeah, from Portugal.
Okay, from Portugal.
So, have you heard fado before?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So in Portugal, more in the center south of Portugal, there are a lot of casas do fado. So in those places you can go for a dinner and you can listen to fado singers. The most well-known fado singer is Amália Rodrigues. So we may continue then,
okay,
if you are happy with this explanation.
Sure.
So,
geralmente é cantado por uma só pessoa, a ou fadista.
A ou o fadista. A ou
o.
O
fadista.
You understand this o? It's like or. A, or, because the word fadista doesn't change when it's singular and masculine. Fadista can be a woman, but you have to put the article a before. A okay. Fadista. Or can be a man. So you have to say o fadista, but the word itself does not change.
Okay.
So we have, for example, Carlos do Carmo. O ou a? O Carlos do Carmo. O fadista Carlos do Carmo. Amália Rodrigues.
A.
So, a fadista Amália Rodrigues. Ok?
Ok. E acompanhado por uma guitarra clássica e uma guitarra portuguesa.
Understood? Yeah, can you
yes.
tell me? So, what does it mean, this sentence?
So, in generally...
Geralmente, exato.
Yeah. It is like a song for a specific person?
Or is sung by
the
one so person.
One person.
One person.
Who is the fadista?
That is named fadista, yes. Uwa, as we talked before, yeah.
And they're accompanied with a normal guitar and the Portuguese guitar.
Correct. Yeah. Very good. So, next.
So, what's the difference between the normal guitar and the Portuguese guitar?
To be honest with you, I am not sure because I'm not very... I don't know very well these music instruments, but I think it's these strings. The strings are different.
Okay.
And the look of it is different.
It's smaller, right?
Yes, it's smaller and the shape is different. But I think the main difference, obviously the aspect of it, how it looks is different, but also the strings are different, and the way you play is different. But once again, I'm not an instrument connoisseur, so
okay,
it's just from my experience and what I saw. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the next paragraph.
Yes.
A palavra fado vem do latim fatum, ou seja, destino.
Ou seja,
destino.
Destino.
Destino. E é a mesma palavra que deu origem às palavras fada, fadário e correr o fado.
E correr o fado. Correr o fado.
Correr o fado.
Correr o fado.
I
know,
yeah. I said that, no?
Well, it doesn't sound to me, but yeah, okay. Correr o fado.
Correr o fado.
Okay, good. Better. So, it's a bit... This sentence can be a bit confused. But... So, basically, what is being said here... So, a palavra, you understand, yeah? Palavra
yes.
fado. Vem do... Vir do means comes from something.
Mm-hmm.
In this case... The origin, yeah? In the sense of origin.
Yes.
So fado comes from the word fatum in Latin, yeah? And means destino. So in English is something that...
Destiny.
Destiny was already pre-established to happen, yes? And also the same, e é a mesma means the same, yeah? Palavra. Que deu origem, this deu origem is the same of vem do, yeah, so comes from, as palavras fada, you know what a fada is? Fairy?
A fairy.
Yeah, there is another word in English also, which one is it? Jingle bell?
No, it's a fairy.
Fairy, okay.
That's an example.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And fada, so fairy. Fadario. Fadario is more or less like destiny. Something that was pre-established somehow to happen. And correr o fado, it's basically the same thing. It's like you run to the fado, so you are predestinated. I don't know if there is this word,
predestined.
Predestined for something, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, this sentence. Anything else you want to ask?
No.
Any doubt?
That's okay.
Not doubt. Question. I always say doubt, which is also you're not sure, so it's a doubt, but the right question is if you have any questions.
No questions
for this sense. Okay, no more questions. Good. So next then,
uma explicação uma explicação popular para a origem do faro de Lisboa remete para os cânticos dos mouros. No entanto, tal
explicação
é ingênua e incorreta de uma perspectiva etnomusicológica.
Etno? No, it's a very tricky word. Etno, from ethnic, you know?
Yes.
Musicológica. Etnomusicológica.
Etnomusicológica.
Yeah. So we go there. So this sentence is very difficult.
Mm-hmm,
yeah?
Yes.
So what, in general, you don't understand what's being said, right?
Not so well.
Okay, so let's cut into pieces. So basically, it starts with uma explicação popular.
Like a popular opinion.
Correct. Yeah. So a popular, but popular is not popular as well known. Is popular here is not popular as in English we think is popular. It's more like from the folks. Explicação popular. There is no.
Okay.
There is no science or historically explanation for that. It's the people say that.
Like a myth.
It's not really a myth because maybe it's true, but there is no support from the historians. Yeah, that we'll say afterwards.
Okay.
So once from on one hand we have this folks explanation, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So they say that the origin of fado is connected with the cânticos dos mouros. So a origem para uma explicação popular para a origem do fado de Lisboa, folks explanation for the origin of fado de Lisboa, Lisbon fado, remete is to connect with, to attach an event to another, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Remete para os cânticos dos mouros. So this remeter para os cânticos dos mouros means that they say that the origin of fado starts with when we have the Islamic invasion.
Okay.
With their music.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
No entanto, however, tal explicação, which explicação?
This or that?
Yes, but which is explanation from what, which type? The folks explanation. Tal explicação, tal is like is which, so this explanation, this type of explanation is innocent and incorrect. É ingênua, incorreta, de uma perspectiva etnomusicológica. From a perspective of someone that study the people, ethno,
mm-hmm.
musicológica, music. So, you understand what's being saying here? So, on one hand, the folk's explanation say that the origin from Fado, it's connected with the Muslim music. But for those who study music, that's incorrect.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. And now comes why. Okay. So, you may continue, James.
Mm-hmm. Não existem registros do fado até ao início do século XIX.
Muito bem, sim.
Nem era conhecido no Algarve, último reduto dos árabes em Portugal em 249.
Muito bem, sim senhor.
Nem mesmo na Andaluzia, onde os árabes permaneceram
yeah.
até aos finais do século
XV. Sim. 15. Muito bem, os números melhor. The numbers, you're saying the numbers better. So, in general, can you understand what is being said in this sentence or described?
So the beginning appears to start with there doesn't exist any recognition or registry or like history that Fado existed in that time period? Or
well, more or less, you go in the right path. So, não existem registros, as you said, there are no registers of Fado until the 19th century.
Ah, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Nem era conhecido no Algarve, nor wasn't known in Algarve. Último reduto dos árabes em Portugal em 1249. This último reduto is very important. This is the last part of Portugal that Arabic people were in Portugal.
Okay.
So, you remember what was being said before? The yes. folk said that was from the Arabic.
Yes.
Arabic Islamic influence. Music influence. Yeah. But now they're saying the Fado, there are no registers of Fado until the 19th century. It wasn't known in Algarve, which was the last part of Portugal where the Arabic people were in mil quando? 1249. Ok. Nor, nem.
Mm-hmm.
This is important. This nem in English is
neither nor.
Neither nor. Mm-hmm. Correct. So before I was trying to start with nor, but nor comes neither nor. Yeah. So neither nem era conhecido no Algarve. Último reduto dos árabes em Portugal em 1249, desculpa, nor, nem, mesmo na Andaluzia. Andaluzia is, you know where Andaluzia is? Is a part of Spain. That is, if from Algarve, you can go to Andaluzia.
Okay.
Is a
on the border.
On the border, yes. Yeah. Okay. So they were there. So the south of Portugal and the south of Spain were the places where the Arabic people stayed until later. Yeah? So, that said, onde os árabes permaneceram até finais do século XV. So, there weren't also registers of Fado in Andalusia, onde Os árabes permaneceram até aos finais do século XV, where the Arabic people stayed until the last years of the 15th century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
yes,
yeah. You understood,
yeah,
the
it makes yes.
sense. Any words that from this part, these sentences that you would like to explore a bit deeply, or you it was clear for you?
No, the, for me it was a good explanation.
It was so okay, good, yes. Because yeah, this article is quite complex.
Yes, it is.
It has a lot of terminology, cultural terminology, would say. That, of course, is more difficult for you to understand and for me to explain too. But it was clear, James, until now.
Yes.
Ah, perfect. So then we can continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Muito ligado às tradições académicas da respectiva universidade, o fado de Coimbra tem as suas origens trovadoresca nos estudantes de todo o país. De todo o país que levavam as suas guitarras para Coimbra e, como ainda hoje
se assiste,
é exclusivamente cantado por homens e tanto os cantores como músicos usam o traje académico.
You want to stop here because it's quite long.
Yeah, it'll take a
it's
while.
It's quite a long set. So, what can you understand from what you read now? So, muito ligado às tradições académicas da respectiva universidade. So,
I don't understand this ligado.
Connected with, related to. It's related to the academic traditions of Coimbra.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so,
basically, yeah. It's saying muito ligado às tradições académicas da respectiva universidade, connected to the traditions of the. The respectiva is like the university that we'll talk now. So
the following.
Following, you know, is not mm-hmm. being said yet, but will be said.
Okay.
Then say, o fado de Coimbra tem as suas origens trovadoresca. So it means like o fado de Coimbra, which is a type of fado,
yes.
Yeah. It has his origins in trovadorescan period. Trovadoresco, it's related to the medieval time in Portugal and is a type of literature or also period of time. De período trovadoresco. In this case, origens trovadorescas. Mm-hmm. That means the fado de Coimbra has its origins in this period of time. Okay? So, we'd say in trovadoresco, o fado de Coimbra tem as suas origens trovadoresca nos estudantes de todo o país que levavam as suas guitarras para Coimbra. So, you understand the following? So basically,
not really.
Okay,
yeah.
It's no, I understand, yeah. I understand. So until now you understood. So,
mm-hmm.
This fado de Coimbra had connections with the is one part of the traditions of the academic lifestyle of Coimbra.
Okay.
Yeah. Coimbra, as you know, is the oldest, has the oldest academic, the academy, the oldest university in Portugal, and one of the oldest in Europe. Okay.
Okay.
So, the Fado Coimbra is connected with on one hand, very connected with this academic lifestyle, but on the other hand, and primarily, it has its origins in this period of time, in Portuguese, época trovadoresca. Yeah?
Okay.
And also, in that period, the students, when the university started, yes, the students from all country, as its origin, as suas origens trovadorescas, nos alunos, it's in trovadorescan period, but was the students, nos estudantes de todo o país, from all country, that would take their guitars, que levavam as suas guitarras para Coimbra.
Mm-hmm.
Take the guitars and go to Coimbra. E, conjuntos, e... Mm-hmm. Como ainda hoje se assiste, like today,
yes,
é exclusivamente cantado por homens. It's exclusively sung by men. I have to check that information. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Because I think... I don't know in Coimbra, I don't know very well the Coimbra lifestyle, but I know, for example, in... but it's another context, of course. It's academic, in Portuguese universities, like in Braga, they have a group of people that also sing academic musics, and there are girls there.
Okay.
I don't recall... There are girls in the group, but I don't recall... seeing a girl effectively singing. So it's an open question for me too. But in this case he's saying, and obviously we have to believe Wikipedia, they will not lie to us, I guess. And it é exclusivamente cantado. Exclusively means just sung by men.
Yes, same in English.
Yeah. E tanto cantores como músicos. So, cantores is a singer, músicos are a musician. One, either singers or musicians in general, use this traje académico. You know this traje académico? Yeah. That's very typical.
It's like a cape and a hat.
That's correct. That's what comes now.
Mm-hmm.
Traje académico, that's very typical from Portuguese.
Okay.
That I'm sure that's correct what's been saying here.
Yes.
Factual, I mean. I'm not saying, no, about the exclusively sung by men. I'm not saying that's not true, but I'm not sure if he's untrue as well, so just to not create like a you know,
yes, okay,
because maybe yeah, anyway.
So now I'll continue with the traje académico.
Mm-hmm.
So o traje académico, calças e batina pretas cobertas por capa de fazenda de lhá.
De lá,
igualmente preta.
So, calças, you understand?
The shoes.
No, calças.
The trousers.
Batina is like a rope, sort of rope.
Okay.
But like black. And
okay.
And with this cape, as you said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, now they describe now when it is sing.
The song.
Sung, sorry. Canta. Not when and which context, sorry. So, canta-se à noite.
Canta-se à noite, quase às escuras, em praças ou ruas da cidade.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. So, it's mainly sung at night.
Correct.
Or when it's getting dark, or when it's dark or escuras.
Yeah, dark, escuras, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, nearly no light.
Okay. So it's in the sunset time.
Yeah, or later. You know, that's very vague. Quase às escuras, what is it? It's like in not... But that's also not totally... Can be happening during the day. It's, I mean, this is descriptive only. Okay. Like the typical. To create, you know, like...
And so it's also sung in these in the squares?
Squares.
In the city or in the streets? Like the city streets?
That's correct. Right. Yes.
Okay. O local mais típico é na praça junto ao Mosteiro de Sé Velha.
Velha. It's a part of Coimbra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the typical place in Coimbra is this square outside the monastery or in front of?
Mosteiro da Sé Velha is a place, yeah.
But junto?
Nearby.
Nearby.
Near to.
Okay.
Near to, nearby.
So nearby the monastery.
Yep.
Também é tradicional organizar.
Organizar.
Serenatas. Serenatas. Em que se canta.
Canta.
Em que se canta junto à janela da casa da dama que se prende. Pretende conquistar.
Conquistar.
Conquista.
When there is a Q, U,
it's a
K. Always. K. You don't see a qui. You don't see qui. In it's Portuguese, we don't say the, in this case, you don't say the U.
So, conquista.
Conquista. Yeah? It has sound K.
Mm-hmm.
Q, U. I, for example, key. Yeah?
Okay.
Good.
So, I mean, if essentially the sentence is saying that...
So, serenatas, have you heard about serenatas?
The serenade.
Yeah, that's correct.
To sing to, like, the man to the woman.
That's
or the woman
to totally
the man.
Right.
To
so
sing
that's
a song in the window of the house.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Okay.
Do you have this tradition too in Australia?
No.
That serenades. No. No, it's interesting because you said this right away. The,
like Romeo and Juliet style.
That's the style.
Yes.
Good. So anything else you would like to add, James? Any questions?
Well, I mean, would there be any fado that you could recommend to listen to?
Well, it's a very interesting question. So, personally, in nowadays, I would divide the new fado, per se, and the old fado.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting way to categorize, but the old fado, I would say, would be more like Amália Rodrigues, Carlos do Carmo, and I highly recommend. And the new fado, we have several... young singers like Ana Moura, Marisa, Carminho, so Gisela João as well, and those are the new fadistas, and I really recommend. They're really nice singers. So this, well, two categories that were a bit invented by me, but also some musicians categorize as well. So yeah, that's my recommendations.
Okay, great.
Good.
Thank you.
So thank you everyone for listening to this podcast. I hope you liked it. And please check out our website, PortugueseFromPortugal.com. And we see you guys next time. Bye, James.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website PortugueseFromPortugal.com for the full article text. grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.